Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, Mindscape artists and cosmic warriors. I am Candy, and I am here to just speak with you about a something that I'm going to be doing soon. I'm going to be doing a Zoom. And even if it, you don't catch it live, you can definitely catch it during the recording, after the recording, rather. And it's going to be entitled The Bridge, The Path of the Awakened One. And the reason why it's going to be entitled that is because a friend of mine, Harold Timberlake, and I were just on a call, a conference call, and we were talking to groups of people who were awakening during this time. I had another show called Emerge Through Emergencies. And so that has been the theme lately of how, as humans, we are emerging through emergencies. And it's a very enlightened place to be. Many people awaken differently. Many have different triggers. I know for me, because I was always a very curious little person, it was when there were just dead ends everywhere I went. When every question I asked led me back to religion, every question I asked led me back to a political party, every question I asked led me back to a race or a racial issue, every question I asked would always lead to that's just the way it is and you have to accept it. That sent off a red flag for me. I was like, there's got to be something more to it, right? Got to be something more to it. I remember one significant question that I would ask was how does God determine who goes to heaven or hell? And the answer that I was given was God judges us according to our knowledge. If we don't know anything, we're not held accountable. If we know a lot, we are held accountable, meaning to whom much is given, much is required, okay? So then I went into this thing like, well, I don't want to know anymore. If that's the case, I just don't want to know anymore. Let's just let that be easy. If I don't know anything, I won't be held accountable for anything. Well, that doesn't work either for someone who's as curious as I am. I had to know everything, right? And not saying I do know everything, but always willing to peel back the layers, no matter how bad they look, no matter what's going on, even during this pandemic. I have friends and family members and acquaintances who choose not to know anything. They don't want to know anything about it because it stresses them out. Well, what I do is I learn everything about it that I can put my hands on, and then I string along what I can, connect the dots where I can, make sense where I can, and then I look at how it applies to me and anything that I can do to make adjustments. It's not very stressful for me. It's very informative because just like I got sick with asthma and pneumonia and other things in the past, I was able to connect valuable dots to my health, right? And once you realize how well your body adapts to things, once you realize that sickness is a time to see where your gaps are, on a very basic level, then what happens is you begin to look at information as a way to reform yourself, okay? Because if you look at the word information, when you get information, you get to reform yourself. So I have been reformed by my information every time I get it, and I love it, right? Now, when we're talking about what's going on now, there's always different legs and layers and meanings. So you have the physical meaning of what's going on. You have a political meaning of what's going on. You have a religious meaning of what's going on. You have a spiritual meaning of what's going on. And it can just get so bogged down. But here is the gift. When you know you, you always come back to you. You are home base, right? You're home base. Whether you get sick, whether you have financial problems, whether you have relationship problems, whether you have career problems, it always comes back to you and how you're going to improve and elevate and emerge through any type of situation. So when we're looking at emerging, when we're looking at awakening, what happens is every situation is waking us up to something that we haven't seen before about, not the situation, but about ourselves. Okay? So what happens is when man is seeking, man finds something, man becomes troubled, man figures it out for himself, tests it, play around with it, and learns to master it. That's what's happening now. Our programs are being tested. And as those programs are being tested, our consciousness is being awakened. As our consciousness is being awakened, we're looking around and we're actually making eye contact or soul contact with like people who are also awakening. And my initial awakening started in 1998 during my Saturn return. I was about 28 years old. I was pregnant with my daughter. And I just remember feeling differently around that time. As when my daughter turned around 2, I was 30. I remember really transforming my whole paradigm around myself began to change. I began to realize that I was more than just a wife. I was more than a mother. I was more than a hairstylist at the time. I was more than a daughter and a sister. I was more than whatever religion I was brought up in. I was more, so much more. And I wanted to know what that more was. Now, that nagging probably started with me when I was maybe around 18, 19 years old, just before I graduated high school. I would say 17, between 17 and 19. And what I would do is I would just dibble and dabble in different knowledge bases, different philosophies. When I went to college, I would go and hang out at the library and look at different books. I would look at personality books. I would look at astrology books. I would look at psychology books, and I would look at religious text and things like that. And I started just seeing these lights connect the dots, like all of these, this circuitry firing off, and it was just like the whole world began to open up. But when you're surrounded by people that aren't thinking that way, you tend to go through the period where you open up that world and then you shut the world down when you're around other people. So I've been doing that pretty much since then. I still do it most of my life. Now I've learned how to still keep that world open and blend the two worlds, really. But I'm still quiet about it. It's just a natural way of being and seeing, right? But then I run into people who are like, wow, what was that that you said? What was that that you did? And I'm like, what are you talking about, right? So it has become such a way of being that it's very natural. And I do this practice called human design, which it is a chart of your body and your energy centers. And based on that chart, it teaches you how to respond in life, and I've been doing that for a while, and it works beautifully, beautifully. It's an experience. It's something that you experiment with, and that's what the awakened journey is about. Once you cross the bridge and you are awakened and you move into this next level of your spiritual journey, you will run into things that will align, that you will align with, that are in alignment with where you want to go and what you want to do, right? My thing has always been I love being able to control my mind and my emotions, being able to be in touch with my spirit. I love being able to master me. I love being able to do that. It gives me a sense of power, right? That way I don't have to force anything out there, but I can definitely work it from right here, right? And you get a sense of power. And it's you learn your circuitry. You learn what's running through you. You can feel it, right? And in human design, my way of being is to wait for my emotional wave to pass before I respond, right? I practiced that for a long time, getting in touch with my sacral energy, my uh-huh, my uh-uh, right? Now, this sounds really foreign to you, but I want you to look at the bigger context of what fun it is to come out of the box of just a religion and explore all of the different things. Now, as your dots connect, you create this little highway, like a map. It's like a treasure map that leads you to your higher self. And it's so fun because you say, oh, my God, look at this. Oh, my God, look at that. It's all about shifting your paradigm, okay? And a lot of the times, the brain wants something that's going to be familiar. And when you run into something unfamiliar, the reptilian brain is like, oh, we don't want to do that. It gets scared. It retreats just like an animal. The animal in us retreats from anything that's unfamiliar. What's that? Oh, my God. What? You know. But once you go to that higher mind and you see something different, whether it's a person, whether it's a place, whether it's a philosophy, whether it's a thought concept, you begin to open up to it and you begin to be able to look at it from a powerful place and not a frightened place, okay? So when you think about the program that we come here, we're born pretty much for the first 7 years, we are in the subconscious. And everything is being filtered into us from our parents, from our environment, from our religion, from our schools, from our friends, from just the overall energy and environment around us. And that subconscious is pretty much downloading everything. That conscious is actually acting it out, and then we are who we think we are. And we act through that for a while until something happens. It's different for everybody, that jolts us out of it. Well, when you think about us being computers and having a program, and then you think about a virus like what we have going on today, a virus is a mindless, it has a conscious, but it's not as intelligent as we are. It needs a host, whereas we are independent creators and thinkers and imaginers. A virus needs a host to piggyback on, and then it hitches the ride, and then it infiltrates our system, and it slows our system. It shows us these messages, and it can eventually take control of us. Right? That's what happens to us on a political level. That's what happens to us on a religious level. That's what happens to us on a cultural level. That's what happens to us on a family level. That's what happens to us on a friend level, right? And eventually something happens that shakes us out of that program, and we begin to see another reality. And we say, oh, what was that? It's like a glitch. and you get a glimpse of something, and it feels like you, and you're like, oh my gosh, I just saw myself. I just saw myself with something very familiar that flashed before my eyes. But because the program you've been in for so long is so powerful, you say, oh, that must have just been my imagination. That must have just been my imagination. This must have just been something that, okay? So when you do that, what happens is you put it in the back of your mind. But then something else happens and it brings it back. And then if it comes back enough, you say, okay, I need to take a look at this. That's the awakening. You begin to take a look at it. You open it up, Pandora's box, and you see all of these gifts and treasures that you've been sitting on for years, for decades. And then something comes to you and you say, oh, my God, I remember that. I remember that. Then you become more conscious. Then you start making the connection between your programmed self and your higher self. And your higher self says, hi, I've been waiting for you. And you're like, okay, what am I going to do with you? Right? And then it goes back in until you're ready for the next message, and then another message, and then another message. Then you build a relationship. This is simply your relationship with God, right? But God will only reveal itself to you on the level of which you're willing to allow things to be revealed. If you are afraid, okay, you don't have to look at it. You have free will. You don't have to look at it. You can pretend it doesn't exist. But if you're really, really awakened and you're really at a point where you want to know more, be more, do more, your whole physiology will change. Your chemicals will change in your body. You will feel it on such a cellular level. To the point where when you do go somewhere that you normally go, it's not fulfilling. When you do go around the people that you normally go around, it's something's not quite right, right? And then if you ignore it, what happens? Friends start to fall off, relationships start to crumble, you begin to lose jobs, things, your reality begins to crumble. Because it is natural for us to outgrow paradigms and shift and move and grow and expand and bend and do all of these wonderful things, because the world has so, that world, for in my Father's house there are many mansions, there are so many levels of consciousness in the Father's house, in your higher self, that when you only choose to see this one little narrow view, these other consciousnesses will try to come in, and then you'll say, okay, it's something else I need to be looking at. And those who are ready will start looking. And when they start looking, they will move away from their religion. They'll move away from their family. They'll move away from the things that they used to like. They'll move into something higher, deeper, bigger, better, stronger, more powerful. And people will think something is wrong when in reality everything is right. You're shifting, you're moving, you're being, you're finally catching on. You're finally catching on. Okay, now this is an elevated state of consciousness. This is why whenever you run up against some things where the powers that be are literally creating things to attack your program, these higher principalities that are creating disease and creating viruses to infiltrate your program on a mental, psychological, spiritual, and biological cellular level, this is why You have to constantly keep your vibration high. You have to constantly keep your energy on a pure level to a point. And when I'm talking about that, see, hopefully you are already making the shift from religion to spirituality, because a high vibration, a pure spirit, and it's not about being right according to some law outside of yourself. It's called being right to the natural law that you have in you, trusting your gut instinct, living in your higher power, so much so that when these things come, you're not shaken. You're aware, but you're not attached. You're concerned, but you're not shaken off your square. You are wise and you're using wisdom, but you're not afraid, right? You have the peace that surpasses all understanding, okay? So when you're looking at the powers that be, they need you as a host. They need you as someone to piggyback on. They need your fear. They need your energy in order to attach to you, right? But if you don't fall for it and you're not fearful, the virus doesn't have the ideal environment to survive, whether it be a biological virus or a technological virus. And we have moved into a technocracy, like a democracy. Technology is now taking place over democracy, which is where we have our vaccines coming in, our mandatory vaccines coming in, and where we have our chips coming in. And through all of that, you must continue to evolve. It is your responsibility. And you can do it. Your immune system will adjust. Some people will fall off and die. That is to be expected, okay? And some people will get stronger, right? So what happens, though, is you are to be working on yourself, not necessarily worried about what's going on here. If there are any chains on you, break them. Any addictions, anything that you feel like you just can't do without or you want to break out, deal with them. This is the perfect time. And when you break addictions, what happens is that you get stronger and stronger. And we all have addictions. Let's get that clear. We all have addictions. Addictions is the mind's way of trying to continue to hang on to the familiarity of something because everything around it is changing. Okay? Addictions come from that reptilian mind. It does not come from that higher mind, that fearful mind, that mind that says, I have to have this, I have to have that, I have to have something outside of me, and I have to keep doing this and keep doing this and keep doing it. Okay, so think about when you are addicted to drugs and you say, I'm going to switch my addiction over to exercise. Okay? Well, imagine that you're stuck, either in jail or you're on house arrest or you're quarantined and you can't really work out like you want to. Yeah, you can get on the floor and you can do some things, but let's say you're used to getting out and running and now you can't. Being able to overcome an addiction, period, gives you the power to be able to adapt to any environment because you can let things just fall off and you can pick up something new. Let that fall off, pick up something new, so that no matter what's going on around you, you're able to adapt. But when you have an addiction, you got to do this and go back to the addiction, do that and go back to the addiction. You're never able to really move forward. So this is a time to break your addictions. Not because they're bad or because you're going to go to hell for having them, but because you won't be able to move around as much. Just like I can't move around if I'm constantly having an asthma attack. I have to work on and breathe life and breath into my respiratory system on a mental, physical, and spiritual level, because I'm not going to be able to mutate and move around viruses mentally, physically, and biologically on a cellular level, on a spiritual level, if I'm constantly trying to fight to breathe, right? So getting rid of the sicknesses and the body's desire to want to die, and constantly breathing life and power into that, okay? So I'm going to do a Zoom. Harold Timberlake, we're going to have Bishop Broad next, hopefully my friends, Deborah and Marilyn. I want all of you to come. There's limited space, but all of you are to come. I'm not necessarily, even though I'm facilitating it, this is a discussion that we're going to have, and I want your input, how you're doing through this, what you're overcoming, what you're noticing, where your gaps are, and what you have the opportunity to do in order to improve and elevate through this whole thing, and how you have awakened and how you're creating or walking across that bridge from religion to spirituality, because the churches are closed. Everything is closed. So this is a time where you have to know what's really important and where your power is. It's not in a building, right? Not in a building. And it's not in a belief in something outside of you. And that is what we're going to discuss. And we're going to get deep into that, and we're going to explain some of the misconceptions that people have around people who say that they are God, right? People get so defensive, right? And talking about manifesting and calling things into existence that you desire, the desires of your heart, right? So definitely those who know me know I am not a religious person. I am a very spiritual person. I'm about empowering the self to meet the God in you, in order to no longer be the victim, to no longer be completely dependent on something else, but to be interdependent, right? To be able to connect the dots to your own life, your own journey, your own path, to be able to find that peace that surpasses all understanding. Is it an easy life? No. It's a very peaceful one, though. Very peaceful. And if you like peace, this is for you. If you like peace, this is for you. Many people don't like peace. Many people like to keep something going, going, going. But life is very busy in of itself. So join us as we talk about the bridge, as we talk about the path of the awakened one, right? If you feel that's you, come join us, all right? In the meantime, reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. I know you can do it. Bye.